As we have been surrendering, letting go from selective centers, putting full emphasis on it, it is one of those of many scenarios where human consciousness moves to the periphery of our conscious experience. It is still present, but it is being recognized just intrinsically, meaning below the threshold of the conscious recognition. And of course, the external person is completely inactive. But now we are directing our recognition to pure consciousness, to human consciousness. And we continue to be in that meditation with eyes open. You want to basically put yourself in a frame of mind like you experience yourself on a daily basis. But before we go deeper into human consciousness, because we want to now begin letting go from human consciousness or link human consciousness to letting go. It is very likely that you should be able to notice that by the very fact that you have been letting go internally, something has already changed in the psychosphere, meaning the human feels different, better. Something is more open, more transparent, more pleasant in that human consciousness. Of course, it's always possible that when the psychosphere is in a really bad condition, so that change is not that significant. But still, there should be a change. Sometimes psychosphere is just very stubborn to change, to transform, to get purified. So more time is needed for this to happen. When one has accumulated lots of low energies in the psychosphere, but even then, by the grace of embodying our pure subjectivity, one can experience a great relief in the psychosphere. These things are not always predictable. Somehow, sometimes change is immediate, sometimes is more gradual. But now we are learning how to change the psychosphere directly. And in this case, we are employing perhaps the most powerful tool. Which is letting go from human consciousness. So ideally, you have already that foundation of letting go in pure me of consciousness and fundamental me above all. And then you are reaching out into the human consciousness, first becoming one with human consciousness. Because if you are not one with human consciousness, how can you let go from it? It's very important as you are letting go from within a human consciousness that you are well, that there is a still that flow of surrender from pure me of consciousness. Somehow with eyes open, it is even more important than fundamental me. With eyes closed, the situation is a bit different. With eyes open, that letting go from pure me of consciousness opens something, opens that space for transformation in the human consciousness. And you have here two choices, one to simultaneously let go from pure me of consciousness and from human consciousness. Or to let go from pure me of consciousness intermittently, meaning you emphasize it on and off. So you let go from human consciousness, then you let go from pure me of consciousness, then again from pure from human conscious from human consciousness. So in a some mysterious way, letting go from pure me of consciousness, having that space open there, is supporting letting go from human consciousness. So you are sitting still within yourself. You become one with human consciousness. And you let go. I made the distinction between letting go of that space of pure subjectivity, of pure of the human consciousness, and the additional letting go from the external or etheric person. But you don't have to worry about that much, because if you totally let go, these two are letting go. Should be letting go in unity. Now, the problem is that if the psychosphere is not transparent, it's attracting our attention. Meaning the human is attracted to identification, how he feels, different moods, psychological states, energies which are not even easy to identify, which are floating in that psychosphere. And it's very important that you disidentify from the psychosphere at that point. What does it mean? How do you know how you feel, what you experience on the human level? The intelligence of the etheric person is interpreting how you feel, is interpreting the psychosphere. And sometimes it's also coloring the psychosphere, because that intelligence is not necessarily entirely objective. It's personal intelligence. So as it interprets the psychosphere, it is also influencing it. So in this process of letting go at that point, because there are also other strategies, we cease to interpret the psychosphere, meaning that intelligence of the external person is also letting go. Why the human consciousness really in the field of spirituality is completely unknown. And so is the person. Because this is why we experience human suffering. Because everybody is suffering. And the thing that we are suffering not just because of the interactions with the world. That state of human consciousness, to a large degree, that psychosphere. Is in a state of suffering. So the common way to deal with that is just to run away into transcendence, forgetting that human consciousness, forgetting the person. Identifying, for instance, with pure consciousness or awareness, negating that personal and human aspect of our existence. But there's no, but you cannot really escape. You can only hide. Bury your head in the sand. Pretend that the human does not exist. The fact that you close your eyes does not mean that the world ceases to exist. It's still there. You just refuse to look at it, or choose not to look at it. So what I'm basically saying that here you are entering that human consciousness, which is actually a major step in our very evolution. You're not just becoming conscious of it, aware of it, you are entering inside of it. But as you enter inside of it, so you're also entering the psychosphere. So initially, it's not entirely comfortable. But you need to persevere. Because only in that way, by intelligently entering your human consciousness, you can transform it and reach the fundamental level of well-being on the human level. Simply becoming happy, serene, free in your human consciousness. So now you are letting go from human consciousness. Which is, as I said, the most powerful tool to transform the psychosphere. But for that, you need to maintain that mode of non-interpreting your psychological states. I said that the external person is his intelligence is influencing the psychosphere, coloring it, which is true. But he is also sort of creating some of it. Because how the psychosphere feels is a combination of our subtle, that subtle psychological space that we have created, and the interpretation from the intelligence of the person. I mentioned before the psychosphere has a belief system of its own. And part of the work with the psychosphere is to transform that belief system. For instance, you may believe that you are not happy, or that you are not well in one way or another within the psychosphere. But maybe you are well, you're just believing it. Meaning you are creating that unwellness through your interpretation. So what I want to say is that the belief system is not really the belief system of the psychosphere, it is the belief system of the person. So when we are transforming that belief system, we are transforming the belief system that is part of which is ingrained in the intelligence of the person. But in that letting go, in that practice of letting go, you are actually suspending your belief system. You are not changing your belief system, you are suspending it. Because you are letting go of everything. So if you don't have, you do not interpret your psychological states, how do you feel as human? It is not to say that psychological states, that psychosphere is entirely created by the intelligence of the external person and his interpretation. It is sort of objectively present. You have accumulated all those psychological imprints, traces in your psychosphere, which are floating there in your human consciousness. But the thing is, on a deeper level, how you feel as human is while intertwined with the psychosphere, also transcends the area of influence of the psychosphere. So in that sense, the human actually can experience immediate relief, immediate freedom, as the term that we used. The human can get liberated, not just by gradual process of transforming the psychosphere, but somehow transcending it from within it, from within the human consciousness. And this, what practice of letting go allows you to experience. But you must not get caught in the psychosphere. The psychosphere becomes like a net capturing your human self. So you need to find an opening in that net. And that is done by letting go. Total letting go from within human consciousness. And suddenly, just a few moments ago, perhaps you experienced not feeling so good or sad or this or that. And if you truly let go, you experience bliss. So in that sense, human happiness is not just a byproduct of general transformation of the psychosphere, so it is only positive. In that sense, human happiness is something unconditional. But in order to experience this unconditional happiness, the human has to transcend the psychosphere. And then, as a byproduct of that, the psychosphere, because psychosphere is not eliminated, is transformed on its relative level, meaning that that relative dimension of the human psyche becomes transformed, because that unconditional one is opening the space for that to happen. So, your eyes are open. Make sure that you are letting go from pure mirror of consciousness vertically. And not just from pure mirror of consciousness, from your whole body, but as I said, letting go from pure mirror of consciousness is very important here. And then you are letting go from human consciousness. Do you know how to do it? Are you confused about the subject? Is it clear? Of course, you need to get to know this territory because certain things are not supposed to be clear from the beginning. They become clear. It's as they unfold. For that to happen, you need to be interested. In fact, you need to be fascinated. You need to have passion. You need to have interest. You need to want to know yourself deeper. And in this case, you want to get really in touch with your human consciousness and how to let go from it.